this is actually one of the oldest sections of Bayview Hunters Point right here. This is Evans. The next major street is 3rd. At the opposite end would be Cesar Chavez. And what's important about this main run is that this used to be the very main run for heavy trucks, a lot of diesels.
A block at a time, Marie Harrison points out the industries that line the streets of Bayview Hunters Point in southeast San Francisco. A mother and a grandmother, and now a community organizer, Ms. Harrison grew up in this neighborhood of African Americans, Pacific Islanders, and the 4 single largest sources of air pollution in San Francisco.
In Bayview Hunters Point, one of the biggest problems we have is that we have contaminated soil. We have water that has more pollution in it, more garbage in it, than anybody should allow anywhere. We have air that you can cut with a knife because in certain times of the year, there's so much junk in our air, it's ridiculous.
On one block, there's a metal rendering factory. Down the street, a company that makes the coating for baking pans. A whiff of the air hints of what's to come.
At this corner starts this southeast sewage treatment plant. This plant goes down to the end of the block. It goes in 1, 2, almost 3 normal blocks in and 3 blocks down. It backs up to the Southeast Community College as you go down Phelps Street. It's a very large place.
With some very large neighbors, including a naval shipyard that's a Superfund site, and 2 coal-fired power plants. Marie Harrison used to live in a housing project across the street from Hunters Point Power Plant, where residents, including members of her own family, suffered health problems ranging from asthma to cancer.
My son was constantly breaking out with some kind of rash in the bend of his legs and around his neck. My baby daughter would break out with a rash all over the muscle tissue of her leg, and she would scratch and scratch and scratch and scratch it.
The doctor said the kids would grow out of it, but her daughter, who's 32 now, still suffers from skin rashes. Health department officials told residents, especially African Americans, that they should exercise more and watch their diets. Over time, folks like Marie Harrison began to think the problem was not due to their lifestyle or their race.
We begin to notice that the people who moved in and people who were here, and not necessarily African-American folks, but people who would move into our community, I guess anywhere between 5 to 10 years, they started having children here. Their children were either born with asthma, some type of heart disease or some type of a bronchial something going on, you know. There was always something.
A neighboring family who watered their vegetable garden from well water later found out the water contained arsenic, and the companies responsible didn't tell residents about it. Over the years, Ms. Harrison says that whole family developed one form of cancer or another. But one event involving her grandson, Roman, changed Marie Harrison's life forever.
They lived right across the street from the power plant, and his bedroom window, this is the highest point of the stove for the power plant. He always had to keep it cracked. But every morning he would wake up with blood all over his pillow.
Then one day the nosebleed turned into an emergency.
Oh, God. When Roman was almost, he wasn't quite 5, my daughter called me in a panic. The ambulance hadn't got there. Roman, first I said, well, did you clean the blood from Ronald's nose? Yes, yes, but he can't breathe. He was really tiny. He was screaming. I could hear him crying. By the time I got in here, the ambulance had gotten here, and they were trying to make him comfortable.
The doctor at the hospital was reluctant to put Roman in an oxygen tent, Marie Harrison believes, because it's expensive and the family was on Medicare. When she pressed the doctor for solutions to her grandson's health problems, he said bluntly, move him out of the neighborhood. And that's just what Marie Harrison did, but not before making a promise to herself.
Somewhere in that time, I made up my mind that not only was Roman not going to have to go through this, but nobody's child.
Now Marie Harrison is a community organizer for Green Action for Health and Environmental Justice in the Bay Area. She organizes rallies, phone calling, and letter-writing campaigns, toxic tours for the public, and she goes into classrooms to educate children. Her main goal is to shut down the polluting power plant, but that's just a start.
We know for a fact that this plant plays a big part of the picture, but we know that it's not the only source of our ills and our ills and, should I say, our misdeeds. And we do, any person here will tell you, this power plant has got to go. We understand what it's doing to us, but we know that it's not the only thing here. We understand that there's more than one Goliath here. We can only take on one at a time.
For years now, public officials have promised to shut down the plant, only to renege as the deadline approaches. The present mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, pledges to shut Hunter's Point down in 2 years. Marie Harrison says she'll believe it when she sees it. Opponents say shutting down the power plant will cost the city too much money. But Ms. Harrison says the city pays either way.
It should not, and would not, cannot, and we won't allow it to be whichever is the cheapest. Because a lot of times when you think about the bottom line, the technologies that they use depend on how little it's going to cost. Well, if you add up the medical bills for one person who goes into the emergency room, how many times a year, the medicines, how many times a year they have to have it refilled, over, and how many times do these visits they have to call an ambulance to take them to the emergency room. When you start adding all those costs up for one person, times how many folks live in our community, times how many folks live in the city, wouldn't it be cheaper to say, you know, there's got to be a better way to do this?
Marie Harrison is an organizer for the environmental advocacy group Green Action for Health and Environmental Justice in San Francisco and a former resident of Bayview Hunters Point. Thanks so much for taking this time with me today.
Sure. Thank you for having me. Thanks for coming.
Just ahead, new hope for sustainable community redevelopment. First, this note on emerging science from Jennifer Chu.